In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Within sacred scripture and within the prayers of the church, we constantly hear Jesus proclaimed to be Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. We constantly hear and proclaim that he is King. That is what we celebrate today, the kingship of Christ. And not just of the church, not just of believers, but of all peoples, whether they recognize him or not. Even if there are aliens, he is their king. He is king of all things and of all places. He is the king of the universe. In fact, the proper name for this feast day is the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. All were created through him, and all were redeemed by him. None can escape this claim. Even if they reject him, even if they don't know him, Jesus Christ is still king. And all authority comes from him. That is easiest to see in the church. Why do bishops and priests have authority? Because Christ is king. But it is also true outside of the church. All authority comes from Christ, whether it be kings or presidents, governors or mayors. And even within the family, all authority derives from Christ. And all will be held accountable by him for how they have exercised their authority, because he is the ultimate and final judge. When we die, we will go before him. Now, if we look through history, we find many different kings. We find great kings and not so great. But Jesus is an entirely different kind of king. He is a just king. In the beginning, we and all things were created as good. And even after we fell due to the sins of Adam and Eve, Jesus was not content to leave us where we were, but rather he gave us the means to be good. Through his teaching, through the gospel unaltered throughout the ages, through his grace, most especially through the sacraments, he gives us the means and the way to everlasting life, to his kingdom. If we miss this path, if we do not attain the kingdom of God, it is not his fault, it is ours. Jesus is a generous king. Jesus does not sit in his palace eating and feasting and saying it is a good thing to be king. But rather he governs that we might live in his kingdom forever. One thing makes this abundantly clear. Where did Jesus come into his kingdom? Upon the cross, dying for you and for me. We are his subjects. We love him because he loved us first. Yes, we even fight for him because he fought for us first against the world, the flesh, and the devil, and even death itself. We serve him because he served us. And so, my sons and daughters in Christ, let us resolve to follow his commandments in thanksgiving, to follow him into everlasting life, to praise him forever, proclaiming at the top of our voice that Jesus Christ is King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.